Hey, video star, it is time to dive into bodacious backdrops. So there are basically five types of backdrops that you can consider when you're making your videos. There is the paper or fabric backdrop, and these can be either customized backdrops to your specific brand or backdrops that are already made and happen to fit your brand. The second type of backdrop is designed location backdrops, and this could include studios that you soup up to fit your brand. It could be your yoga studio, a dance studio, or renting something like an Airbnb that already comes all souped up. The third type of backdrop is one where you get creative. So this is where you bring in your Christmas lights or your fancy pants paper mache and then create something that feels on brand and fun and unique to you. The fourth option is to shoot in your home or your office without making it look terribly different than it already looks, but just decluttering, making sure that it looks on brand. And last but not least, a fun backdrop for your videos is just when you're out and about, or oot and aboot, as us Canadians say. So this can be anywhere from at the park, to at the zoo, to at the gym, to walking down your street, to waiting in the airport. It can be anywhere when you're out of your house. So wherever you're shooting, there are some things that you want to keep in mind. First up is you want to make sure that that space is decluttered. You want it to look professional, to fit your brand. For example, I was working with a client who was a yoga instructor and she was all about Zen and peace. And she was showing me her videos and she wanted feedback, and her videos were so cluttered. The background was like covered. There's books and stuff everywhere. Like, you just didn't know where to look. And when you have a cluttered background, it does a couple of things. First of all, the eye doesn't know where to go. When there's so many things to stare at, it just like wanders, and your audience will lose focus off of you and onto your backdrop to see what book that is. And oh, hey, look, there's a plant over there. And wow, there's a shopping bag up there. Hey, I wonder what she bought. So you want to make sure that you keep the space nice and simple and clutter free. And another reason why making sure that your space is decluttered is, as with that yoga instructor, it gives your tribe a subconscious message that you're not as together as you might appear, and that you have a very busy mind that it doesn't know how to shut off. So you don't want to project that type of energy to your people. You want to keep them focused and keep them focused on you and what you're saying and how you can help them, rather than taking in energy that you perhaps are not very focused, or that you have too much going on in your life. They're not quite together, you know? So it's not only good feng shui, it's also good for your videos to declutter the space that you're going to be filming in. Another thing to keep in mind when it comes to background is that everything in your frame says a story. It's all part of the story that you're trying to tell people. And whatever that story is, all of the elements that are in your frame all lead towards the telling of this story. So if your work is as, say, an energy healer, then you want to make sure that anything that is in your backdrop helps tell that story and support that message. Make sense? The backdrop can also feed the energy that you want people to feel. So, as in the example of our lovely yoga instructor, if you want people to feel calm and serene, then you should have a pretty darn clutter-free, simple, zen type of space for them to join you in when it comes to your videos. So keep in mind, as you're trying out different places to film your videos, that all these elements behind you should feed that story of you and your brand, and should also feed the energy of what you want people to experience when they're watching you. Another fun thing to keep in mind when it comes to your backdrop is to make sure, if you're shooting in your home or your office, or you're out and about, is to make sure that nothing weird is sticking out of your head. Now, when I say that, I mean sometimes you can be out somewhere and there's like a lamppost and it's sticking right there and you don't realize it. You're like, hey everybody, how you doing? And there's a lamppost sticking out of your head. Or there's something coming out of this side of your head, or there's something growing out of your shoulder from the backdrop. So take a look at the frame before you start rolling and see if there's any weird growths happening on any part of your person from the different objects that are in the backdrop. So if you're using your home or your office, or you're creating a space such as a studio, or DIYing some crafty kind of background, make sure that you keep in mind what kinds of elements are important to include in your brand. such as, is simplicity really important to your brand? Is nature really important to your brand? Is affluence important to your brand? Aspiration, is that important to your brand? Is a peaceful mindset important to your brand? What colors are important to your brand? Are flowers important to your brand? For me, when I was thinking of how I wanted to do my backdrops for my videos, I knew that I wanted to keep them really, really simple, because when I was talking about being on camera and putting yourself out there, I wanted there to be no distractions for people. I wanted to be up front, in your face, and accessible. I didn't want there to be any distractions, because my dialogue with my audience is literally like face to face. I don't want to have anything to hide behind. Essentially, having one of the simplest backdrops possible allows people watching my videos to simply connect with me. And either they like me or they don't. Either they connect with me or they don't. And in choosing the white backdrop, I decided I wanted it to feel like there was light coming from behind me in a way, and that goes to videos that shine. Backdrops are not arbitrary. They definitely deserve your love, your time, your attention, devotion, affection. Invest the time to really understand what your people want to experience in your frame. So let's recap what you just learned about creating your beautiful branded backdrops. You learned that there are 5 essential types of backdrops, and each of them gives off a different type of energy and message to your customers. You learned that decluttering is not just for feng shui, it's also for your videos. You learned to pay attention when you're shooting out and about, or in your office or in your home, to make sure that there is nothing funky growing out of your person from stuff in the backdrop. Okay, so now it's time for you to take action. I want you to download your sweet sheets, head on over to the Facebook group and share your ahas from this video. I want you to also make sure that you press record on your video missions this week, okay? Okay, so head on down to the next video and get more of your learning on. And as always, dream up.